Welcome back to Phoenix FM. Brent was only alternative. That's a recent single from Black Casino and the Ghost Johnny Boy. Before that, we had Mexico from Cud, new single from them, and of course, Here I Am from Bleach. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can get in touch, radio at phoenixfm.com, and we're on the Twitters, of course, at phoenixfm, and Facebook as well. Same place, you know where everything is. Anyway, tonight we are joined in the studio by the 286. Hello to the 286.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Yes. Hello there.
Hello.
Not all of them are by microphones because there's so many of them. We've got six people in the studio, and I thought it would be a good idea to get you all down to play a session, not realising quite how much instruments. Well, I didn't realise how many instruments you've got because you told me, but we thought we'd go for it anyway. But you've done an admirable job of setting up. So we're gonna have some songs, aren't we? We're gonna have three songs.
Yeah, let's give it a go. Yeah.
Okay. So what have we got? What's the first song coming up?
The first song we're gonna do today is a song called Hello, which was one of the first songs that we performed together when we first started a couple of years ago.
Okay. When you're ready, take it away.
Cool. One, two, three, four.
No time to lose, so much to lose. Gotta make way for hello. You're my granny's friend, let's not make it am I saying that word known as hello. Oh, I say hello. Ten. I got a lot to learn, nothing more to say but for hello. Been working out in my mind, now I see I've been unkind. I look at me, sun up and wallow.
Fantastic. I was going to start clapping there, but I realised that I was severely going to be outnumbered. And it's a bit awkward as well, because, of course, I'm doing my usual filming as well. So there's no clapping at all, which is a shame. But that was fantastic. That was really nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, sounded great. Okay, so we're going to go straight into the second song. What have we got lined up?
Yeah, so this next song is a bit of a slower number. This is a song from our latest mini album, which I'm sure we'll talk about a bit later on. And this one's called Let the Rain Fall Down.
Great. When you're ready, take it away.
Thank you. star of the citadel is shining upon me. But constellation, I think of her only. Mounted in solitude, you're all alone. Let the rain fall down, my tears are falling from the sky. Let the rain fall down, because the thunder and the lightning distract me from the dark. Come for me. Get to the yard. Darkness is approaching again, again, again across your mind. Walking me down for her, you're all alone. Tears are falling from the sky. Let the rain fall down, because the thunder and the lightning streaming from the dark come for me. Searching in your dreams, voyage of no return. Playing with your fire, trying to get burned. Got to keep on moving, life will always burn. Yeah, for me. Falling from the sky. Let the rain fall down, because the thunder and the lightning stream me from the dark. Come for me. Falling from the sky. Let the rain fall down, because the clock is slowly chiming. The lights begin to fade, shadows slowly falling to rain on your parade. Thunder and the lightning. Yeah.
Hey! You couldn't help it now, could you?
Getting quicker. That was great. Let the rain fall down. Let the rain fall down. Brilliant. Okay. And we've got one more song lined up, and then after that we'll have a little bit of a break, and we'll have a chat afterwards. But the third song that you're going to do for us is called?
Yeah, this one's a bit faster. It's a bit of a rock and roll number. It normally ends our set, and it's called Little Louisa.
Okay, when you're ready.
She's so fine. Someday soon I'm gonna make her mine. Well, I search through the east, through the west. She's the only girl that I like best. If little Louie just catch my eye, gonna make me die. Little Louisa, little Louisa. See, so short you could say small. But she's been my guys at 8 foot tall, yeah. Oh, what she wants is what she gets. She ain't never been 10 on yet. Well, she use you them, she puts you down. Louise is the cutest girl around. Though you think she's just a child, gonna drive you up. Little Louisa, little Louisa. She puts you down. Louise is the cutest girl around. Though you think she's just a child, gonna drive you wild. Little Louisa, little Louisa. She used you, then she put you down. Louise is the cutest girl around. Though you think she's just a child, gonna drive you wild. Little Louisa, little Louisa. I know a little girl called Little Louisa. She ain't nothing but a 286er. She won't treat you so unkind. She'll let me coming right out of your mind. Well, every night about 7 or 8, she'll be there, so don't be late. Does she come and does she go? Then I won't wanna know. Little Louisa, little Louisa.
Yay! Brilliant. I heard a horse in my headphones there. What was going on there? Who had the horse? I'm still looking around. No one's owning up. I heard a perfect horse noise. I think I was just looking around. Where did that come from?
That's the seventh member of the band.
No, didn't hear it that time. Brilliant. That was absolutely fantastic. Thanks a lot for the session. We are going to come back and talk to you all just after this record. Bit of an oldie from Echo Belly and Insomniac, and Before that, you heard three fantastic songs from our guests today, the 286. And they're still here, and I think they're pretty much ready to talk. Hello, the 286.
Hi.
Okay, we've got there's six of you in the studio today. We've got Spencer on vocals and guitar, and Tom on drums and vocals, except you didn't sing today because we couldn't microphone near the drums. And Nahum, is that right? Yeah. Did I get that right? Nahum on violin, Raphael on keyboards and synthesizers, and Romaine?
Yes, that's right.
Romaine on cello. And and James on bass. And six-string bass, very nice. Yeah, don't see those very often. And vocals as well. I'm not sure if you were singing. I wasn't paying attention. Too many people to pay attention to. So, welcome to Phoenix FM. And the first thing I've got to say is sorry for making you all wait in the car park. I just realised that I don't think we've ever done that before. But I think you were probably waiting in the right place.
Yeah, we were just too early. We were just too keen.
Nothing wrong with being keen, of course, but I think you probably would have raised the room temperature to about 40 degrees if you were in here, so I think you were definitely in the right place. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the band. Why are you called the 286?
So we're called the 286 because it's a bit of a strange one. So not that this current lineup's like it, but the original lineup when we first started a couple of years ago, the whole band pretty much was all, we worked out, happened to be on the same bus route. And it's hard, you know, when you first start a band, you know, you don't really know what to call yourself. You know, did you call yourselves the Phoenixes? Yeah, yes. Anything, yeah. So you think, oh god, what, it's so hard, and you come up with ideas and everyone goes, no, that's not a good idea. And then you come up with another idea, no, that's not a good idea. And then we just thought, okay, the 286. So it just sort of stuck like that, and that was it.
Yeah,
can't get rid of it now.
That's perfect. There was a band in Dagenham called the 174s.
Yeah, they're a tribute band to us.
Oh yeah. I actually asked them because I grew up in Romford and I was very familiar with the 174 bus, and I said, "Are you named after the 174 bus?" And they just looked at each other. And okay.
So why were they called 174s?
They never told me. Oh, I don't know. Okay. They took that to their musical grave. Unfortunately,
it's,
well, the band is dead.
386 as well. Would you believe?
There's a band called 386. There's I've seen a band called 586 as well, which is kind of unusual. So I thought you might be named, and I don't know if you're of a certain age that you'll appreciate this, I thought you might be named after computers.
A Pentium, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there was a range of processors, 286, 386, 486, and when the 386 came out, it was like, oh, this is fantastic, it's twice as fast as a 286. But they never had anything that wasn't an 86 at that time, and I think Pentiums came after that, I think Pentium was
after the 486.
It was a 586, but they called it the Pentium. Yeah. Oh. We're talking the same language here. It's brilliant.
when Raph first joined the band, the very first thing he said to me is he researched the number and he said it was a lucky number.
Ah.
I can remember that to this day. So yeah, I remember that now. So we kept it because it's a lucky number.
It's obviously working somehow, but it just works on so many levels. Bus, lucky number, computers. I mean, you couldn't really call yourself anything else now, could you? Okay, so I mean, how would you describe yourself? Obviously, the listeners and we've all heard what you sound like, but what do you think you sound like?
Oh, what do you say we sound like?
It's hard, really. So we're. I suppose the main thing we want to do is sort of fuse like the whole orchestra thing along with the rock and roll, and a few bands have done that in the past. A few people from an older generation might remember ELO. So we're a little bit like that, but there's a lot of bands that have kind of touched on it as well. Elbow, for example, recently did really well with on the Olympics and everything, with a lot of instrumentation on it, classical
it's
stuff.
It's making a comeback now, isn't it? Clean Bandit are doing it as well.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, a lot
so,
of
you
bands,
know, so. Push aside them.
You've got a long list of influences which do fuse the rock and the orchestra. Obviously, ELO is obviously a very obvious starting point. You've got Supertramp in there, and I'm looking at this thinking, these aren't normally bands that people put down as their influences. And the Beatles, obviously. I heard a bit, do you remember Jellyfish from the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s? They had a record that I think it was McFly covered it to number one, but don't hold that against them. But they had that very much, very similar sound, very similar instruments.
I think what we want to try to do is just try to do something different. So we've all been in bands before, and we've played, you know, sort of like the standard, you know, four-piece band, two guitars,
piano or another guitar and then drums, but we just wanted to try something different that had strings in it, and rather than just have them in the background, we wanted them to be the forefront of our sound. So often where they might get a lead guitar break or keyboard break, we leave it to the cellos and the violins just to give it a go, and they take the centre stage.
Yeah, it clearly works that you've got the songs that get all the instruments in doing the right thing all the time, and got six string bass, which I like, which has a little bit of dimension, and you got someone playing the horse as well, which is also
good.
And I mean the whole thing, I didn't realize that we had cellos as well, but I must have missed that in the memo when you came in, so I thought, oh, I must read my emails properly, but it did. It all sounded fantastic, and you've released a EP as well, haven't you? Have you had many releases, or is that the sole release so far?
That's one of our major ones recently, isn't it? Spotify, iTunes, main place to get it.
It's on Bandcamp. It's called EP, isn't it, on Bandcamp?
Yeah, front cover is just a pile of EPs. Quite fitting, right. I thought.
So it does. It's not even the 286 EP. It's just EP.
Yeah. Very imaginative.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, TFL wouldn't let us borrow the bus, so we just thought that.
So we've got, and that came out about 3 months ago, didn't it? Back in April.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Get that on Bandcamp. Have you had any other releases other than that?
No, we currently work on an album, though, aren't we?
We did one release with a slightly different lineup, without Naam and Roman on cello and violin. That was some time ago, about a year and a half ago, 2 years. That from that EP, we had Hello, which was the first song we played today. Mm. Let the Rain Fall Down and Little Louisa are two of the songs from our latest mini album, which, as you said, is called EP. And we're sending it something ridiculously priced, like four tracks for like $1.99 or something.
So. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
That's a bargain. We're always up for a plug here. Yeah, no problem at all. Right. Don't hold back. So we can get that from the 286.bandcamp.com. Any plans to release an album? A proper opus?
Don't know.
Do you want to have 2 minutes outside to confirm about it?
It's in the old man, isn't it?
Is this something that bands don't talk about? Shall we do an album? I don't know.
We're looking to get into the recording studio at some point. Just when the songs are ready.
Yeah. Do you this bus route you live down? It's not 500 miles long, is it? You do manage to get studio time. You're fairly close, are you?
Yeah, actually, I think you can get to the studio from the 286, actually. It's not too far away.
Oh, the studio's on there as well.
Oh, yeah, everything is. We don't go anywhere else apart from our bus route.
Is there a guidebook? Yeah. Can we find out what else is on there? Are you all... Because I thought actually one of you was from Brentwood. Is that right?
I am.
Oh, Brentwood boy. Excellent. Okay. Now...
Say hello.
That's James. unwilling to talk. But is because I have no idea whether the 286 makes it all the way over to Brentwood or not.
No.
First time, I think. Yeah. Hopefully a bit more, because it's usually me having to get to the other side of London.
Because the rest of you are sort of Sid's Cup and Greenwich and places like that. Is that right?
We're kind of all over the place now. So as I said, the original band was from South East London, but so Tom and I are from Sid Cup direction, sort of just the other side of the water, boo hiss. And Ras from northwest London.
Yeah.
Naam lives in Hammersmith.
Shepherd's Bush.
Close enough. And Rowan also lives in southeast London as well, in Surrey.
Do you find that a problem when you're getting together, if you want to write stuff or record or practice to play live? Is it a problem, or do you find it easy to get together?
Yeah, I can't say it's not very hard, is it? We just travel into London together, don't we?
The commuting into London is not complicated, anywhere is an hour away. Yeah. So,
well, it's all about coordinating your diaries as well, really,
yeah,
isn't it? And,
exactly.
Obviously, six people from all over the place getting together.
We just meet halfway.
Yeah. How is the live thing going? Because you are obviously you work live well in the studio. We've just heard that, and you've got some gigs lined up.
We do, yeah.
We do.
I don't have a list of the gigs, so I can't test you. I think Half Moon in Putney, I think I saw, was going to be one of them, was it?
Next one is at New Cross.
New Cross.
New Cross.
Yeah. And 15th of August.
Yeah.
New Cross Inn, yeah, and then...
On the 24th,
I think. Favisham. Later August is going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere you particularly enjoy playing?
Yeah, so the... we actually got quite a busy August coming up, actually. So we've got three gigs coming up in August, sort of all over London. So the first one, as the guy said, was in New Cross Inn, which is kind of like a home gig, really. We play there quite a lot. We play there quite a few times. We like it there. But recently we played some local festivals. That was great fun. And the two other gigs we got coming up, we're playing in, as I said, in Putney. We're playing all day there. We're headlining there in the Half Moon, which is an excellent gig. We can't wait for that. Mm. I think it's the 22nd, I think, of August. So guys, get down there. Honestly, it's going to be goody good. It's only £2.50 for the whole day, and you can get to like 12 hours of music. It's amazing. And then finally, at the end of the month, over the bank holiday weekend on the Sunday, we're playing in Faversham in the Hot Festival, which is really, really popular. Yeah. There's loads of people go there and get a little bit drunk, get the train back, and then go to sleep. So we're on the main marketplace stand.
Right.
So yeah, we're looking forward to that too.
So lots of gigs coming up, and maybe some writing and recording as well. What else does the future hold for the 2X6?
Yeah, I think it's time to get all the songs ready and get into the studio.
Good, and maybe play some gigs in Essex one day. Get you down.
Well, James will sort you out on that one. Our boy in Brentwood.
Have you never played Essex before?
We haven't. We're desperate to play in Essex, actually. There's not too many. I mean, I know we were talking about before. There's not too many places that I'm aware of that to play around here. So I think a lot of bands come into London, or they go into like the big towns to play.
Yeah.
But if there's any venues listening who heard us and would like us to play, then give us a call.
Yeah, I think we can arrange something in a few minutes, actually. Yeah, I think we might be able to get you a gig if you want one. Okay, cool. Well, the 2X6, thank you very much to Spencer, Tom, Nahum, Raphael, Roman and James. I'm reading it off a bit of paper and I'm still struggling with it, but thanks very much. Session was absolutely brilliant. It's been a pleasure having you in and chatting, and look forward to getting you back down to Essex another time, hearing you then. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was awesome.